Welcome back, Mistakes listeners. This is Dave, and of course, this means it's Parenting Mistakes. This would happen to be episode 77. We record this episode on October 24, 2016. Yes, we looked at a show on Netflix called, of course Netflix, called Larva. Yes, that's right, Larva. So, as you know, you can follow us on Twitter at Parent Mistakes. You can also like us on Facebook at Parenting Mistakes. You can also email us directly at parentingmistakes@hotmail.com. And as always, sit back and enjoy the show.
So Dave, I've decided that our quizzes from now on, really our quizzes in general, for you, since you're a feeler.
Yeah? Yes. Yeah. You want a response? Do you want a feeling response to that?
No. It's just yes or no is fine. I decided that our quizzes, the quizzes that I give you have to be short answer and or essay. They can't really be multiple choice because you have to sort of process the answer a little bit.
Are you talking about like my process? Like I'm not that fast on the pickup?
No. I'm just saying process. That's how you process. You're a feeler, so you process things.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. I love to process. I do.
Okay. So I got a little quiz for you. A little life scenario quiz. So your daughter's in school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. Let's see. First grade?
Say again? First grade.
Okay. So think back to like the first day you dropped her off at school.
Okay.
Did you have any sort of a feeling that you were no longer able to control what she was doing, where she was going, that sort of thing?
It actually.
You're handing her off to somebody else.
Yes, it kind of, okay, so school's a little bit different. I can be as interactive as I want to be in her first and kindergarten class. So I can walk into her class at any time without permission, go in. Okay. So, but I will say, as far as, like, they have shut the door on me, I can't go in as a parent, that hasn't occurred yet. So I still feel like I have the freedom to be in control of things. But what we did do last year, which is going to answer your question precisely, is I started saying, hey, I'm not going to walk you into the school anymore.
Mm,
which
I remember
she did
you
not.
About
yeah,
that.
So we talked about this already. It was at that point that I realized, oh, she's going, right? And I'm watching her walk away from my car and say, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, that is correct. This year, even more so as she's been taking the bus. There's nothing I can do about the bus, right? Like, when she goes on the bus, I'm not riding the bus. I can't go on the bus. I can't. There's not a whole lot of control. Actually, I have no control over the bus situation.
Right. You can't sit next to the driver and say, oh, watch out for that mirror
that's
over there.
Right. Or better, I can't beat kids up for her or whatever. Like, shut up. This is my, you know.
Right.
And there's nothing. I can't do anything.
Well, I asked a question.
Okay, let me back up. I've never beat up on any child.
Yes, I know.
All in joke and jest, I have never touched anybody.
Yes, I know. I went to school with you.
I just, well, most people don't know, right? I am the feeler, right?
That's right.
One day Dave, he just lost
Dave,
it.
Dave is a lover, not a fighter.
That's right. I say things I shouldn't, so there you go.
That's true. It's a little bit of a stretch, but I was thinking about this week because I want to give you another preview of your future.
Yeah, sure.
So Dave gets to look into the crystal ball of his parenting future through the lens of my experiences since I have older kids.
Right.
I'm trying to think. We started the podcast a year ago summer, maybe?
We're nearing 2 years now. Okay. So we're about 3 months. We're about 5 months away from 2 years.
Okay. So I don't think we'd been through this experience with my oldest child, but my middle child is now driving.
Oh, I did not know.
Yeah.
The GoPro was driving.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he
Is he
we were
GoPro in while driving?
No. I'd be
Well, wait
honest.
a minute. You were supposed to tell our audience what happened with the bike situation. Are you going to get back to that, or is it over with because
I
now
might
he's
get
got
back.
your car?
Yeah, I might get back to that. Well, he's not driving. We went to the DMV together and walked him through that, and he passed his written test to get his permit.
Sure.
So now he has his permit. So I was just thinking about that, and that's something that parents get to deal with at different stages, is sort of a loss of control over your kids' behavior patterns
Were your kids eager to drive? I know a lot of kids these days who are like, eh, not really interesting to me.
Jonathan, definitely, yes. Emma, I would say Emma mostly, not like chomping on the bit, but looking forward to driving. But yeah,
Yeah.
you're right. A lot of my kids' peers, it's a weird thing.
Yeah, they're like, eh, not, I mean, I can remember in the 80s, it was all we could talk about. When
Yeah,
I
I
can
don't I
drive.
this is one of those things. Like, there's certain stuff that you just sort of say, "Hey, look, this is the trend. It's not bad or good. It's just what kids are doing these days."
Yeah.
Words that they use, fashion, music they listen to. I try really hard not to, go grumpy old man and say, "Oh, kids today doing this weird stuff." It's just
Yeah.
what they do. And we had the same thing. But the driving thing is odd to me
It is.
because
I wonder.
it's independence.
I
Why would
wonder
you
if you took
not
their
do
internet away. If you took the internet away, would they be more compelled to drive? No, seriously. I just throw that out there. It's like. Because you have access to everything at home already. I have access to all my friends privately, right, if I want.
Anyway, so getting back to this, so now he is eager. He wants to drive any time we're going somewhere. Can I drive? Can I drive? Can I drive? Sure. Okay. But it's a very interesting experience to sit in the passenger seat of a new driver.
Without the safety brake.
Right, the safety brake. The
Mr. Du
driving
Bois has
school
got
there.
his say.
Well, the thing, it's not even the brake sometimes. It's very odd to sit, because I just rarely, even when our family goes somewhere, or my wife and I will go out to dinner or something like that, I pretty much always drive. That's just kind of the role that I play.
Yep, same
Even
here.
long road trips, I usually drive almost the whole time, unless it's a huge long trip, but I usually just drive the whole thing.
Yep.
And that's fine.
And I
But
actually
sitting in
like
the
it. You like it.
Passenger seat and seeing the proximity of the passenger mirror to the mirrors of parked cars. But when you translate that to a parenting thing, if you're going to teach your kid how to drive and drive effectively, short of them heading in, towards a cliff and them not paying attention, you can't sit there and nitpick. You can't sit there and go, "Oh, get a little left. No, get a little right. No, slow down. No, a little faster. Oh, no, look over there." I mean, you'd drive the kid crazy, and
Sure.
they won't learn how to drive.
No,
But it's still
no
different.
one learns that way in any situation, but yeah.
But anyway, I
But
was
with
thinking about the
driving,
passenger.
it's even more intensified because it's dangerous.
Yes, it
You can't.
is.
I was thinking about driving. It's funny you mentioned driving. I was thinking about driving about 2 weeks ago. I was in the car. I was like, you can't miss in driving. Like in any game that I play, if I fail, I just respawn and go. But
Correct.
in real life, like in driving in particular, you just can't miss.
Right.
You can't think, oh, I'll just hit the guy in front of me. It's gonna be okay. It's not. You're always on, and it's always a 100% situation. And if it's
Correct.
not, then you're entering into a situation that's just your day or week is just ruined, right?
Yes. And potentially even beyond that.
Yep.
So there you go.
But
Something to look
that.
forward to.
Yeah, so in your defense, I can understand why you'd feel the compulsion to say, no, pick your lane, stay in your lane, right?
So there you go. And I know this is going to shock you, but I have absolutely no sneaky, awkward segue to our
Well,
show
okay,
today.
you drive on a street. A street has sewers in them. And there are creatures that live in the sewer.
Nope, fail. See, that's why I do this.
My car's name is Barva. We watch Larva. Is that better?
All right, so Dave and I watched a show called Larva.
Yes.
Which is on Netflix, our favorite media outlet.
And you know what? It is good for us to have Netflix as our home base. Reason being, that is the wave of the future. I don't know if you've seen the numbers recently, but they've been basically suggesting that Netflix is just wiping everybody out.
Yes, they certainly are going to have a powerful... Well, streaming media is going to wipe a bunch of things out in general. But you know what's still going to keep cable going? Come on, what
MTV?
Do I watch? You don't. What do I watch? And you
oh,
don't?
Right. They've got all those licenses. Sports. I mean, eventually those licenses will dry up, right? Like they'll expire, won't they?
Yes, but you know, some of them have long contracts with networks,
sure.
And so.
And, well, when that occurs, though, someone like Netflix will be, or even Amazon will be in a position to just take them away.
They might. So this show is about two slugs. Yes.
I am not sure what they are, and I hesitate to go to Wiki. I think artistically.
I never hesitate to go to Wiki.
Yeah, I think artistically, I want to say maggots.
I think they're slugs. I'm going to say that they're slugs.
I'm going to go with maggot. Are you looking up the Wiki?
Well, it says two larvae.
Yeah, that would mean maggot.
Okay.
But then the whole name of the show is Larva. Come on.
Well, you know, they look kind of slug-ish.
Come on, Dr. Pfeiffer.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a philosopher, not a zoologist.
Lover? I don't know what you are. All right,
exactly.
Let's see here. Two larva, which is...
Larva.
Well, you can larva say that all day, couldn't you?
Yes, here you go. Here's your science. Let's go to the science quarter.
That's right. What exactly is a larva?
Is a distinct juvenile form many animals undergo before metamorphosis into adults.
But the most famous larva is a fly maggot.
Why do you think that?
Oh, because that's...
It could be a caterpillar.
No. No. Well, caterpillars are cute.
Tadpoles.
Tadpoles are cute.
Yes.
Larva, when you think of larva, you think of disgusting maggots that are eating your steak dinner that you decided not to eat last night.
Okay. So, there's two larvae.
Yes.
Okay. Whose names are... Do you know what their names are?
Does it matter? That's the other thing, too. Sure. And you're looking at Wiki. I'm looking at it, too, Todd. So, pop quiz. Yellow and red.
Yellow and red.
Yes.
Okay, so the basis of this show is pretty simple. It's two larvae living under a sewer grate... And I will say that the format is very interesting. It's basically a whole collection of animated shorts.
It is. It's another new crazy one season in one episode.
Yes.
I'd say we watched at the very least 10 episodes.
I think it was 12.
Oh my gosh.
There's 12 episodes in like, you know, 22 minutes.
Right, that's an entire AMC season right there in one episode.
And it's basically all in the same set. So they never really – they sort of move back and forth. You know, they move into the shade. They move into the sun. They move a little bit to the left, to the right. But basically it's all set on a stage. It's almost like a play, a one-act play where they just kind of do gags over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't you say that Laurel and Hardy, I mean, this stems from Laurel and Hardy for sure.
It's a little bit of it's the buddy comedy. It's the two comedians. It's slapstick. So.
But edgy. Don't forget edgy, because it's that day and age now.
Wow, is it edgy. So. Tell me.
Well, it's edgy for, I mean, we never saw this content growing up.
No.
So.
Okay, so give me your impressions.
Why do you always ask me this question? It's
okay.
Because I'm a feeler. I'm a feeler, and it's really hard for me to feel about this. No, it's not. I have feelings about it.
You want me to start?
Please do. Okay. I'm in trouble.
So normally, we try to be fair and balanced and just sort of not tell you people that are listening what to do and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So let me just start with this simple idea.
Okay, all right. So you've thought about it. Thank goodness.
Oh, yeah, I thought about it. Okay. Let's start with this. Not for children.
Oh, yeah, that's rough. But it is. That's the issue with it.
See, I don't think it is. I really don't.
Well, I think that's the edgy part. I think this is the new edgy kids TV. I'm not saying it's great or for children, but I certainly, as an adult or a college student, would not find this appealing.
You don't think as a college student you'd find this appealing?
No.
See, I think college students would.
It's not built for them. There's no winking at the adult. There's no winking at all to the adult. It is straightforward slapstick with new edginess for children. I can't say it's great for children, but it is for children.
Okay, so here is... Let's...
Because tell me, Todd, where is the wink, wink, nudge, nudge that says, hey, this is for adults, too?
This is the clever aspect.
Like, when you were watching it as an adult, we were like, wow, I just love the fact when the mosquito came in and sucked out all that guy's blood. I just thought that was really funny. It's interesting to watch, but it didn't go, oh, I can hardly wait to see my next episode of Larva.
Okay, but... I will admit it's a little difficult to articulate. This is where we get into some very, very broad questions about what is appropriate content for kids.
Okay. So, yes, the slapstick elements are there, right?
There's a lot of, you know, like fart humor.
Yes. Type of deal. Well, let's go right to the nasty one, right? Where what is he doing? Yeah, he is sucking air out or something, and the other guy...
I'll tell you the one. The one is, all of a sudden, they appear one day, and someone has dropped a bag through the sewer grate with a goldfish in it.
Yes.
Like you'd win at the fair.
Right.
So it's got a bag, water, and a goldfish, and the two, red and yellow, are expecting this, and they're clowning around it, and all of a sudden, it springs a leak.
Right, and they want to keep the fish alive.
They want to keep the fish alive, so one of them clamps his mouth on the hole.
And then he starts to fill up, classically. There's only one way to describe this.
He starts to pee out the extra.
Out of the larva hole.
Larva. Yeah,
that's right.
To latch his mouth on his buddy's butt.
And he begins to suck the water out of his
out of
his anus, right? Yes. That's the best way you can describe it.
I don't want my kids watching, you know, larvae sucking water out of each other's
butts. Right, and then the larva, I think as I recall, the water goes to the other larva's body and he is shooting it into some sort of pool.
Like a sardine can. It's like their pool.
Which the water is then putrid. It's disgusting, right? So there's no way the fish can actually... Oh, my gosh, right?
And then they grab the fish out of the bag, and they throw it in this pool.
Ugh.
And then I didn't quite follow at the end there. I mean, the fish pops up, and I don't know if he, like, gives him a thumbs up or if he's sort of like, gee, dude, I'm going to die here anyway. And then they cut to black.
Right. Yeah, the minute there's any kind of question... or there's ambiguity, they just stop it. Because there's clearly a few episodes where these guys are going to die. They're just, you know, the one where they're under the hot sun.
Yeah.
You know, the gimmick there is, like, I think a juice has fallen down, so they want to go after.
It's a popcorn kernel.
Oh, that's right. Okay, sorry. Popcorn, there's so much going on, because I know that juice was involved in some episode, because they're sucking each other through a straw.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah, and I thought, but the minute you think, oh, they're dead, it just fades to black and it's the next episode.
Right. Right?
The fish has to deal with poisonous water, that is what it is, fade to the next episode.
Well, and that's an interesting question of itself because, you know, you don't deal with death as much in cartoons, at least with younger kids.
Right.
I mean, you sort of dance around it, but really, if you know anything about how science works, that episode where they get thrown out in the sun,
right,
and they're frying, they're dead.
They are dead.
They are definitively dead. Now they come back immediately.
In the next episode, later, the next, right?
So obviously they're not dead, but they are dead.
Right.
The other one that I remember was during, it's a winter episode, and they are freezing, and there's all these icicles falling on them from above,
mm-hmm,
and they're like freezing to the ground, and then all of a sudden, some animal, we assume a dog,
oh, that's right,
them pees
into the grate.
And his warm pee defrosts them.
As a kid, so you wouldn't know what the golden stream is.
Exactly. So then they're like, oh, we're saved. And their mouths are open, and then they've got all this pee, you know, sort of streaming into their mouths. And then they're like, bah! They're freaking out. And then they refreeze, except that they refreeze surrounded by dog pee.
Yeah.
Fade to black.
Right, it's the same. It started getting weird with the mosquito episode when the mosquito comes in and basically they're dead. The mosquito sucks them dry.
Yes.
Right, and it's disgusting. But I think the thing about larva, that's its saving grace, that it can, you know, go back into its shell with, is the fact that it's intended to be absolutely disgusting, because these are maggots. And maggots exist in a disgusting world. Right? Everything that's... This is human refuse. This is where they... This is their home. And they bring it. Like, this is where they want to be. They live in disgustingness.
Okay.
Right? That's a core concept of that show. And whether or not that is, you know, sugar and rainbows for you and your kids, right? I think that's its saving grace.
If it was sugar, that they would go crazy fighting over it to get to the sugar, right?
They're maggots, and so disgusting things should happen to maggots because they're into disgusting things. I've seen maggots. I know what maggots do, and they are disgusting, and they usually like to do disgusting things, and so that's what these guys do.
So what's the message then for the kids? Hey kids, look. Nature.
Well,
some of which is disgusting.
Yes. Yeah. If you wanna defend the show, I think that's what you hold to, right? If you're talking to your kids about this show, you're saying, yeah, this is just disgusting humor because they live in a disgusting world. Like, that's the tone that's been set for this particular show.
Do you really think that the creators of this show said, hey, we want to do some disgusting potty humor, and so therefore, let's make it science-oriented so that we can frame it within the confines of nature?
Well, I can't say it. Okay, so this is the issue with the show, is that it's actually very intentional. Right? It's not like, oh, what was the show that we watched with the cat?
Oh, Chowder.
Chowder, where we're just going to throw bathroom humor in there because we've got a lull. You know,
okay,
a lot of shows get a lull and then we'll just throw a fart joke in there. Right?
Right.
Ha ha ha. That's not what this is about. Right? They don't do that. It's just, I think the issue is that there is a shock value to it. It's shock television for kids. And as a parent, you have to decide whether or not you want your kids watching shock TV. Because that's what it's emulating. It's emulating shock TV. A lot of these new shows, they just want to shock you with what they're going to do, right? A lot of the advertising is, this week you won't believe what happens on The Prez or whatever, right? And you're going to see something you've never seen before. And that's what this is for children. It is shock TV for children. Because it comes out of nowhere. You're like, where did this... Sure. What? I can't believe this is happening. Is this really happening?
Okay, so according to our research department, Wikipedia, Larva was launched by Tuba Entertainment in 2011 with adult viewers in mind.
Wow.
That's what it says.
Wow. Wow.
The producers aimed to create a cartoon that could appeal to an audience of a wide age scale.
Wow. Huh. Well, there you go. I am... you know what I mean? Like, I just...
That doesn't... it shouldn't surprise you, though, in some ways.
I've never seen anything like it. I think that's part of the confusing part about it, is that, again, it's very fast. It's literally 12 episodes in one episode. And it just comes at you. I found it boring, me personally. I was like, when is this going to be over? Because I've seen it many times until it started getting a little bit disgusting. But there was never a moment for me where I thought, this is for me. Or at least a portion of this is for me.
I mean, there are some creative gags. But again, it's a short joke. It's not a long joke. Where you sort of say, okay, that's kind of clever. This premise, right? But again, as you said, it's your standard stage slapstick. Where you sort of say, I'm going to give you a very basic scenario, right? I'm going to put this item just out of your reach, and you are trying to reach the item. And what are you going to do to reach the item? That sort of thing.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a tension for about 45 seconds until you either get the item and then something happens to it. It's like the, what's the Ice Age?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The weird squirrel. Yeah.
The squirrel chasing the nut.
Yeah.
And the nut is always, you know, eluding him. It's Bugs Bunny Roadrunner in some ways, in that there's always the, you know, it's always sort of the coyote and the roadrunner, that type of thing, except that there's dogs peeing on, you know, the main characters now.
Yeah, there's some, I guess there is a little bit of rivalry there. It's not quite Coyote and the Roadrunner, just because... Clearly, the coyote wants to get the Roadrunner. This is basically staged scenarios, like you're saying, on a set in which they've got to try to overcome some obstacle, or the obstacle's going to get them, or whatever, right? Or they're competing for things here and there.
I guess, you know, this again goes back to, and we will, you know, shy away from telling people how to parent. But, yeah, you have to decide as a parent what you're comfortable with your kids watching.
Yeah.
You know, is there blood and gore? No.
There is. Well, there is a little bit, right?
Again, it fits into this larger category of...
There's a giant mosquito that comes in there and sucks their blood out. I don't know how that is not blood and gore, right?
Sure, but...
And it's frightening as all get out, right?
Right. I guess I'm thinking in terms of blood and gore, there's not, you know, knives and guns and people's, you know... That's a
weird statement to make, because if you think about Tom and Jerry and how often Jerry would cut Tom's tail off.
Right.
But there was no blood. It was just like chop, 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 like celery.
Right.
But you're like, well, you just cut his tail off. Is it disgusting? No, because there was no blood. It's okay.
Right.
Right?
That's a fair statement. There is a lot of very physical humor here.
I think it's all physical humor, isn't it?
Well, I guess what I mean is physical in terms of bodily function humor.
Yes. But it's not, like I said, but it's not like it's the random fart joke. And here's the thing. Would a kid understand that he is sucking something out of the larva's anus?
I think he would. I think he'd figure that out. Particularly because they make that very clear. They have several of them.
Or they're farting. There's a lot of fart episodes, yeah.
Yeah, farting in each other's faces, you know, farting into balloons. I mean, it's...
I forgot. Yeah, it's so fast. Yeah. There's so much of it. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's fairly constant. And again, it's not quick. It's not a quick little, you know, little sound, and you sort of giggle. It's a prolonged...
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. They, like...
We're building up this fart.
We are
this fart
embracing
is the focal point of
the episode.
Right. Yes.
We're embracing the disgustingness. That's what I was saying. It's just a horrible, disgusting show, but that's what we're about.
See, I could totally see a certain group of college students loving this. I really could.
Oh, man. This is like
the Cartoon Network. This is sort of your mindless, you know, I've had a long day, I took an exam, I'm tired, I'm going to watch a little Larva.
The thing about those, like The Day My Butt Went Psycho or Uncle Grandpa and these other shows are a little bit more engaging than this, I think.
Yeah, I suppose, but those are, I don't know, those are different. This is basic, bottom-of-the-barrel slapstick humor. This is very rudimentary humor. It's going to get a chuckle from people.
Yeah, and so you know what? At the end of the day, go watch Stooges. But see, I could never recommend Stooges for a child.
No?
Oh, no. No, because what happened with me as a kid watching Stooges, my mom stopped.
Sister.
My mom turned off Stooges when I looked at my sister and said, "Why you?" And I took my fingers and poked her in the eye. And mom's like, "That's the end of Stooges." Yeah, exactly. And I went, "Why you?" And, you know, my sister didn't put up her hand to block off the "Why you?"
That's right.
And my mom's like, "No more Stooges. We're done."
Right. No, I get it. So, yeah, I think to conclude, this is a here's my fear. And I was thinking about this. When you're a parent, you have different levels of monitoring that occurs when your kids want to watch stuff. Like, again, most parents are not necessarily going to sit down and watch several episodes of a show to screen it to make sure it's okay.
Right.
They're going to write it. And if you look at Larva on Netflix, it looks like...
Oh, it sits in kids.
Kind of your goofy little cartoon. It's cutesy animation. The funny thing is that there is no dialogue.
Right.
That's something we didn't mention. The fact that these two larvae literally do not talk. They make just kind of these... One of them does, like, you know, karate sounds or whatever. I mean, he does karate, and they just kind of make these sort of grunting noises. And
well, I looked on YouTube too. They start getting into parody as well,
right. Right.
And I saw them. They totally mimic the Avengers movie, the first one.
Okay.
Yeah.
According to Netflix, this is TBG.
I know. That's what's crazy
all
about
ages.
It. It's in the kids' queue.
Yeah.
But so, to actually hear them say that they did not construct it specifically for children, that's crazy.
Well.
And that's not how Netflix brands
it. It shouldn't be surprising.
It's a tricky one because usually as you're right. You're totally right about this one in that as a parent, this one could sneak in if you're not watching.
Yeah. Yeah, you watch 5 minutes of it, and it's just it's your standard play with the two dolls that have sticks and are whacking each other.
Right.
And you sort of go, "Oh, this looks all right."
In reality, parents, you have to decide for yourself. Sit down and watch. Here it is. Watch it for yourself. You're right about it. You got to gauge this and figure it out on your own because. That's weird. It's just weird, right? It's hard one to pin down.
It is. Yeah, I think it's definitely going to be something that, and again, as we talked about, people have different standards. So some people are going to be like, I don't really care if there's a couple, you know, slugs sucking each other's butts. That's okay with me. As long as they're not stabbing each other and there's no guns and there's no full frontal nudity and there's no... you know, really awful, heinous, disgusting violence. I'm okay with a couple animated slugs, you know, doing fart jokes for 20 minutes.
But it's not. That's the thing. It's not 20 minutes of fart jokes, but it is this, a little bit of that, a little bit of that. But aren't maggots just supposed to be disgusting? I'm not trying to defend the show. I'm just saying. Well, I am trying to defend the show.
No, I get it. But again, if you go down that road, you could sort of say, well, gee, you know, animals have sex in the wild too. So let's just.
Yeah, that's right. All right.
All right. You can follow us on Twitter, Parent Mistakes. You can like us on Facebook, Parenting Mistakes. You can email the show, parentingmistakes@hotmail.com. Let us know what you think if we're totally off base on this, the hidden gem of larva. And you can give us suggestions on shows we should watch or parenting topics in general that we should attack and discuss. And you can hear us. Tell all your friends. You can hear us on a whole bevy of places now. Podomatic, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. We're everywhere.
YouTube.
And YouTube. Thank you.
Yeah, not
and
a problem.
If you go on Amazon, you can buy my book called Business Ethics, The Search for an Elusive Idea. And coming soon, Dave Kidney's Love Encyclopedia.
I forgot. It's still in development. Yeah, thank you. Oh, I forgot about that book.
How could you forget about that
book? Oh, my gosh.
It's been in development now for like almost 30 years. It's going to be, it's got to be a multi-volume set.
I am going to write that. What was the concept behind that? Was it to help? What? I think it was just to kind of, you know, express my history.
Well, I think you sort of saw yourself as kind of a modern-day teenage Don Juan, so it was sort of like, you know.
That, oh, wow. This is, oh, wait, I'm going to edit this out.
Yeah, you got to, no, you're not. Folks, have a great day.